We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. How are you feeling this morning after yesterday?
You know, John, yesterday was a day that I very much, I'm going to say, enjoyed from a Wall Street perspective. I didn't enjoy that the market was down a little bit, but that's very normal. And it was almost an orderly day. You know, it seems like we have been talking about these big dramatic swings up and down, and that has been the case. Well, shoot, even on Monday, we had a very large rally after last week's volatility. Yesterday, sure, we had a little bit of consolidation, and the Dow was down about 0.5%. And the NASDAQ was down about 1.5%, which is maybe a little bit of outsized trading, but we really saw it happen in an orderly fashion. People that wanted to try to, you know, buy bargains that were looking for stocks that had backed up a little bit could do that. People that wanted to exit and take some profits from this recent rally were able to do that. So it was a sort of a calm and orderly market. There were no dramatic headlines out there. We saw some relative stability in interest rates. So yeah, the 10-year now has settled down right now just to about 1.45%. So that's not a bad number after some of the volatility we've seen. Even oil prices sort of stabilized at around $60 a barrel. So a quiet day where markets did what they do. People were getting in or getting out depending on their own personal circumstances. That was a pretty good day for me, and hopefully we'll have a few more of those calm ones coming up. Now, we do have some jobs numbers that will start coming out today with ADP employment changes, and then, of course, we'll get the usual Thursday filings for unemployment tomorrow, and then, of course, on Friday, being the first Friday of the month, we'll see job creation figures there. That'll get a lot of Wall Street attention, hopefully without a lot of fanfare, maybe some good numbers, but not a lot of fanfare. And we are going to get our oil inventory numbers out. That wouldn't be something that we might normally look at, but given what's happened to the price of oil and gasoline here, John, recently, and all of the storms that we've gone through, seeing what the stockpiles are for crude oil here in the United States, at 10:30, that'll be a number that may get a little bit of attention. So we'll be ready to update folks on that tomorrow if the numbers are meaningful.
Okay. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you as always.
Absolutely. Everybody, please stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.